Good Monday. Today is February the 3rd, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, we made it through Groundhog Day yesterday. Today, we're going to talk fertilizer prices as we've had a few changes since last week, taking a look at the end of January and what that may mean as we look to the future. We'll be back with that and more after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Fertilizer prices making agricultural headlines. Now, retail fertilizer prices continued to be slightly higher than a month ago, according to the tracking by DTM, this going back to the third full week of January, and it marks the fifth consecutive week that most prices have been higher. Six fertilizer prices are higher, while two are lower, and that's been the case in recent months. Now, no fertilizer, though, had a sizable increase or decrease. The seven higher fertilizers are DAP, which had an average price of $739 a ton. Urea came in at $492 per ton. 1034-O was $616 a ton, while anhydrous ammonia was $737 a ton. UAN-28 was $326 per ton, and UAN-32 came in at $367 per ton nationwide. Now, two fertilizers are slightly less expensive than last month. MAP had an average price of $809 per ton, while potash was down to $443 per ton compared to the month prior. If we break all this down to a price per pound unit nitrogen basis, the average urea price was 54 cents per pound unit nitrogen, anhydrous was 45 cents a pound, UAN-28 was 58 cents per pound unit nitrogen, while UAN-32 was 57 cents per pound unit nitrogen. Three fertilizers are now higher in price compared to where they were a year ago, that being DAP, MAP, and 1034-O. They're all 1% more expensive compared to last year. The remaining five, though, are lower, with UAN-28 3% lower, anhydrous ammonia 4% less expensive, UAN-32 is down 6%, and urea is 7% less expensive, with potash down 13% compared to where it was last year at this time. Now, if we take a look at the fertilizer industry, a recent article from the University of Missouri Extension said that corn producers should evaluate their operations for the opportunities to reduce fertilizer applications in 2025 without reducing yields. This comes as a profitability could be in question in the 25 growing season for many producers. John Laurie, the University of Missouri State Nutrient Management Specialist, said those who maintain their soil test levels near optimum face little risk of yield loss when postponing applications of lime, phosphorus, and potash for 1 or 2 years. Now, the goal of the current recommendations for soil testing is to ensure no part of the field is insufficient in P and K. You have multiple years of buffer in the system than where P and K soil test levels are medium to high. Another opportunity to trim fertilizer costs would be to run a strip trial to see if lower rates of P and or K reduce the yield. A strip trial testing lower rates or is testing the zero versus your rate will reduce your fertilizer costs potentially. It's much easier to lose money by under-applying nitrogen than the P and K, Laurie said. Now, nitrogen prices have been on the increase since the first of the year, according to Josh Linville. He's the StoneX Vice President in Fertilizer in his StoneX Media Fertilizer Market Update. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to change directions now. You know, enrollment is open for producers for three of USDA's Farm Safety Net programs, including one focused on dairy. USDA's Rod Bain reports.
Now underway, enrollment periods for the Cornerstone Farm Bill Farm Safety Net programs. Agricultural risk coverage and price loss coverage. ARC. MPLC.
Producers will be able to submit applications to our Farm Service Agency Service Center offices or county offices for ARC and PLC for the 2025 crop year through April the 15th.
USDA Farm Service Agency Assistant Deputy Administrator Kimberly Graham goes over the options available for crop farmers regarding ARC and PLC enrollment.
Producers can elect coverage and enrollment in ARC County or PLC, which both provide crop-by-crop protection, where ARC Individual protects the entire farm.
As Graham further explains,
and through those elections, producers have the option to look at what's best for what they feel they would need in terms of their farming operations. And although the election changes for 2025 are optional, producers must enroll through a signed contract year.
Also, this reminder to producers as they consider their ARC or PLC enrollment.
ARC and PLC elections and enrollment can impact eligibility for some crop insurance products, including the supplemental coverage option, the enhanced coverage option, and for cotton producers, the stacked income protection plan.
More details on ARC and PLC enrollment are available through local FSA offices or online via farmers.gov. Meanwhile, dairy growers begin the enrollment process for their FSA-based farm safety offering.
Our dairy margin coverage program provides dairy producers with price support to help offset their milk and feed price differences. Feed prices have been a major concern in the dairy sector over the last few years.
Like ARC and PLC, local farm service agency offices have more information about dairy margin coverage and are accepting enrollment applications for the 2025 coverage year.
For DMC, sign-up will end on March the 31st.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.